Yo, what up, everybody? It's Manny Garavito, and welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast, streaming live for the locals of Miami. It's going to be doing it for the second consecutive day in a row, just like the good old days. For those that are longtime listeners, the Miami Comedy Podcast was a daily thing, but then the pandemic was over. Slightly over. Kinda over. It was over in Miami. But don't tell anybody that. Nobody needs to know our business. Just because we don't believe as a city about any kind of COVID variant doesn't mean you gotta ruin our fun. What's up, everybody? It's good to be back, man. What a wonderful Wednesday it is. What up, Steffi? I can't see anything with these glasses. I can't see screens with these. What's up, Andy? Lala knew it. I love it when the ladies tune in. Oh! Anyways, today was a very productive day. If you guys haven't seen my brand new sketch released this afternoon, I did it during lunch. Steffi at Simple says, loving the shirt, it's a vibe. Oh, Steph, by the way, I am now new and improved over on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, podcast, Twitch. I'm on Twitch now for the youngsters out there. Huh? I'm dressing like you now. Look at me. Yeah, I got inspired by trap rappers and Ace Ventura. I got lots of floral shirts. They don't fit me anymore because I got swole. By the way, guys, I am live, so if you want to ask me any questions to get this show started, please do be my guest. I'm taking in Q&As today. To make the show a lot more interesting, I like to make the show as interactive as possible. And that including you. So if you guys want to ask me anything, now is the time. 305 Andy says, I dressed like that 30 years ago. Now, for those that are listening to the podcast, let me just go ahead and explain the look, because I know you're just using audio as an indicator of what people are talking about. I have on a floral shirt, a jar, no buttons buttoned up, and I have I wouldn't call it a wife beater because it's 2021. I don't want to get canceled for calling something a wife beater. Did you see what Manny was wearing? Manny would say it was a tank top, but Manny called it a wife beater, so we got to send an email to somebody. Is there some sort of manager that we can talk to in Spotify? I'm wearing a tank top underneath the floral shirt, and my chest hairs are exposed, so you know it's about to be lit. I also have a hat tilted to the side to let people know that I'm with the trends. I'm cool too, guys. All right, I have a lot of fun. I'll be honest with you guys, I've been so busy today that I didn't have a chance to change my outfit since I recorded the sketch. I went out for a minute, I got stuck in traffic, you know what it is, Miami's backing at 'em. So, because of that, I wasn't able to change, so I decided to go full on out in fuckboy attire. Oh, damn it! I said I wasn't gonna curse. Alright, we got a YouTube comment. When I get expressed, I usually slap my wife, and my friends keep me telling me to kick my dog, but it's the same feeling. Is there anything else I can do? She's usually on crack. Me too. Alright, clearly somebody on YouTube is either in need of help, which you can go, you know, into the rabbit hole over on YouTube, sir. Or ma'am. Not judging. But if I were in your situation, I wouldn't do none of that. I would try the crack, though. I hear good things. 305 Andy says, I wore that shirt over my tank top to hide my fat rolls, but that's a different story. The last time I saw you, Andy, that is still applicable. What's up? What is this? This is a podcast poetry by Ronan Youngblood. We do live interactive Q&As, so if you want to include whatever you got to ask me on the podcast, go ahead and put it on the chat. Zimilua, welcome. So, yeah, check out the sketch, give it a like, share it, tell the people that there's a comedian in Miami trying to get with the trends, trying to get with the TikTokers, the Reelers. What else? I think even YouTube, sir, whoever you are on YouTube, even YouTube has picked up on these Reels. What up, Sully305? What's your favorite color? Oh, we've got original questions. I like that. I don't know. I'm starting to feel, I feel gray. A lot of people would say that's a very sad, depressing color. So, you know, over on YouTube, maybe you can relate to this. Just kidding. I really hope you get by, sir. Some say gray is a color that is not happy or fluorescent or enthusiastic, but I think gray is a wonderful color. You know why? Because it has black and white, and white is all colors in one, and black is no colors in none. So you got a little bit of everything, huh? Look at that! What are your feelings on Art Basel Art Week? Oh, you should have seen the episode yesterday, Poetry by Ronan. The podcast episode yesterday, we went into NFTs and we talked about celebrities buying NFTs and I wrote a whole bunch of material. Here, I'll go ahead and repeat it for you. I wrote that NFTs are kind of like Pokemon cards without the virginity. That's a joke I wrote. It's over on Twitter. And the second thing I wrote was, you know, Future bought an NFT, huh, guys? I'm gonna do it monologue style. So I hear Future bought an NFT, guys. You guys hear about this? It turns out if he ever tries to explain what an NFT is, it could be lyrics to a mumble rap song. Oh! Oh, this guy probably doesn't understand that I deal with this all the time. He thinks he's the first one. All right, so check this out, guys. Over on YouTube. I just got more depressed while listening to you. I will now go to my wife again and make me feel better. Bye. Oh, no! Dude, I've been dealing with folks like you for a long time. You actually make the show more interactive, so I appreciate you. Thanks for taking the time, sir. Enjoy. You like that poetry? Good. What up, Salvadro? Brand new to the podcast. Welcome. Jay Hunt. What up, Jay? You were supposed to come out to our show last night, and you didn't come. See, that's how much I know my groupies. So, Jay, if you want, I'll hook you up. I'll honor your ticket for another show because I'm good like that. I treat my audiences with respect, and I make sure that they're happy at all costs. Just do me a solid and leave me like a good Yelp review or something. You know what I'm saying? Hook it up. Anyways, so I think gray is a good color. It includes all the colors and none of the colors all at once. Hell yeah, man. I got you, Jay. I got to hit the next show. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into the reads then. So the next show is going to be tonight. By the way, Poetry by Ronan, we're over at Casa Tiki in Calle Ocho, meaning that not only will there be a comedy show, there will also be a ladies' night, so you get to drink for free from 8 to 10 o'clock. So arrive early, let me know it's you, and I'll buy you a drink. I'll go over to the bartender and be like, my lady friend here would like to buy a drink for herself. There you go, ma'am. It's free. It's on the house. I love going out to ladies' night. You know? What up, Mike? Abe from the pub. All right, so moving forward, I'd like to point out that the New Year's is coming to the, hold up, I muted this. Oh, it's tonight, over at Casa Tiki in Calle Ocho at 9 o'clock. Ladies drink free from 8 to 10. All right, Mahara, welcome. Whose house? No, Tiki, Casa Tiki. It's a Tiki Hawaiian joint. The Orange Drop. All right, now I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. Look, guys, what I'm trying to get at is this. The New Year's coming, and I hope you guys already got your New Year's resolutions handy, because you've got to start. You know when you got to start in order to make a New Year's resolution an actual probability? Not a possibility. A probable chance of making your New Year's resolution is if you got to start right now. I mean, you can get started on your New Year's resolution for 2023 in February of 2022. You know what I mean? You gotta get as much time as possible. I don't know why people wait until the new year. I don't wanna wait. I stopped drinking in September. All right? I stopped drinking in September knowing that when the new year's came around, if I wanted to be sober next year, which by the way, for those that are new to the podcast, I say this all the time because it allows me to stay sober. But every other year, I go sober. No alcohol, just alcohol. All right, maybe I'll dabble in, you know, some other things, but not alcohol. I'm actually beginning to believe that I am allergic to alcohol, the way my face swells up. Because it's been since September 5th that I've been sober, and my face is slimming out. I'm not as red. I'm not breaking out. It's ridiculous to see how alcohol affects my body, especially my face. It's almost like getting stung by bees from the inside. I just get all swollen and clammy. What's up, Jose Alonso? Welcome. What up, Brian? Shady, welcome back. Ari Nioli. So, if you guys want to get started on your New Year's resolution, don't wait until the 31st of this month. Do it right now. I'm telling you, it's the best way to do whatever it is you got to do. And if you fail, it doesn't mean your New Year's resolution is over. You just get started, you know, on the next day. Yes, sir. That's right. So, let's get over to the reads. For those that are, again, brand new to the podcast, we try to do this every day. So if you're interested in sponsoring the show, make sure that you send in your sponsorship request. I already got some. However, I don't want to get anything that's not branded for comedy. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that whatever I'm giving advertisements for is something that can be relatable to people that like comedy. You know what I mean? You know, like a funeral service or something, right? Our previous sponsor was a health insurance guy. What's up? It's just Ethan Cayley. Welcome. Welcome to the daily podcast, or attempting to do a daily podcast. The most interactive podcast you guys have ever been a part of, because we record these and whatever you ask me is included. Even the hecklers get in on it. So check it out, guys. This is my my fake money that I used over at the sketch that I filmed today. Pow! Look at this. They say comedy don't pay. Explain this. Huh? I heard it's illegal to print money. You know, even if it's fake. I heard you can't do this, but, you know, the people over at Spirit during the Halloween season, they don't care. Spirit Airlines will do whatever the hell they want whenever they... Spirit Airlines, sorry. Spirit Halloween shop will do whatever they want whenever they want. Well, no, not whenever they want. Only during October, of course. Because now Spirit has dissipated. The spirits are no longer out there. And now we have empty JCPenney stores. And Sears. Rest in peace, Sears. I miss you guys. Is there still a Sears around? I haven't seen one recently. What up, Carmen? Shady says, I can't buy badges anymore. Oh, I didn't turn it on. I completely forgot. Sorry, Shady. You can always cash at me. Or you can send me Bitcoin. You know what? Instagram, get it together. Let's do a Bitcoin button so that people can send me what I really want. Some crypto. I want it so bad, I'm rapping about it. I swear to God, you're going to be seeing trap rappers going up to the booth. And they're going to start rapping about Bitcoin, if not already. They're going to get Bitcoin logos tatted on their face, Ethereum. Hell, they might even get obscure cryptocurrencies tatted on their face. You know, y'all heard about Solana? I got that S under my eye because I'm an investor. Solana tanked. All right, let me put two lines through it and call it a dollar sign. I'm going back to the dollar. I'm going to get an S tattooed, and then when the crypto tanks, I'm going to put two lines through it and say I meant a dollar. The dollar is still strong. Tips in BTC, yes. You know, a lot of people out there, they're still unsure about the whole crypto space. I am too, guys. Every time I get a check cut to myself, I put a significant amount of money on crypto, and I do a little prayer. I pray a little bit, you know, like, please let this, I don't even know if I'm up or down in my crypto investments. I'm gonna be honest with you. I just blindly put money and leave it up to God. whoever God may be. I mean, it could be a bot somewhere, you know, the AI, the supercomputer in the sky looking down at all the finances and porn websites that we visit. and judging us. You know, when they say God sees everything, or when they say Santa knows everything, is it because they have access to your cookie folder on your computer? Is that it? I learned yesterday that if you curse a lot when you're online, whether it be social media, YouTube, or whatever, that bots, the AI, can detect that if you're being filthy. And then what they do is they prevent your content from going out. And I'm thinking to myself, like, even bots are getting offended. We gotta make bots happy. And people say the worst thing about bots, right? They're always saying things like, you know, the bots are gonna be smarter than us. I mean, the same thing that gets frozen whenever I'm on a porn site, that's gonna take over the world? All we gotta do is just upload a bunch of porn ads, shoot it out on the internet, and then, you know, all the robots will be dysfunctional. They start getting all laggy. Alright, I'm just having fun. Sorry, everybody. I'm just going with the flow here. Patrina, welcome to the chat. How are you? Shout out to all the ladies. Oh, you ladies are so motivating. Ever since I posted that meme about party girls in Miami, my followers, in terms of women, they just shot up. One meme can make a difference. Thank you, ladies, for all the support. And when you show up to a comedy show, oh, it fills me up with joy. When I see some bad bees walking in, oof. I don't even know how to act. I get nervous when I go on stage and I look out as a sea of women. Oh. And then I just proceed to get into the dirty jokes. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let me continue with the reads. I'm losing track here. Too much riffing. So, another thing I'd like to point out, the Miami Comedy t-shirts are almost sold out. We're at 30% inventory, okay? So if you guys want to support, Shady, since you couldn't buy a badge, if you guys want to support, get your Miami Comedy shirts. So we got a pink one, and we got a blue one, both unisex, okay? Any gender can wear these. If you're a human being, you can wear these. If you're an animal, you can wear these. All right, maybe even as a blanket, or maybe just lay it down on the floor and let your pug sleep on it. I don't care. You can go to miamicomedy.com/shop. Now again, the design on those shirts, they are minted as an NFT, meaning not only are they proprietary to the person that owns that piece of art, but they are limited edition shirts, meaning that whenever the shirts run out, we're not gonna print them anymore. We're gonna print another design, make another mint from that design, and then when those shirts get sold out, we're gonna go to the third design, so on and so forth. It's an experiment for merch. So if you guys wanna participate here in your very own city of Miami, go to miamicomedy.com/shop, get yourself either a pink or blue shirt, or both if you're feeling thrifty, okay? Steph says, make one for my dogs and I'll buy one. They're already made for dogs. Here's what you do. You cut off the sleeve and the front, and then just put it on your dog as if it were a cape. Of course, don't cut off the design part, cut off the back part, and then just throw it over your doggy. There you go. You gotta have a little ingenuity to make clothes for dogs, okay? House of Paz, welcome. Let's see, what else is new? New Year's resolutions. I can get into this for a minute. I didn't go to the gym today because my trainer canceled on me. That's how bad going to the gym is every day, that even your own trainer calls in a sick day. You know what I'm saying? If you go to the gym twice or three times a week, you know, that's acceptable, right? That's what people think more or less what they gotta do in order to see changes or whatever in their body. But if you go every day, even your trainer will be like, yo, I'm gonna take a day off. What are you doing coming to the gym every day, bro? He called in sick for me. Not for me. To me. He called in sick. He said, he called me up. He's like, hey man, listen. I woke up late. I'm not going to come in today. So it's a day off. It's like, no. You made it a day off. Most other gym trainers, when they're 2-3 days of working out with a client, they say no days off. Unless you do 7 days a week. Then there's 8 days off. You know what I mean? So I went out. I ran. I bought some yogurt. Some berries. Some granola, Because I'm already feeling guilty that I didn't go to the gym today. And I've been going to the gym for 3 years, back to back. Not including the pandemic, so maybe like 2 years and a half. Maybe a little bit more. And progress. Let me tell you guys something I learned about training. Progress doesn't come fast. If you ever come across anyone that goes to the gym and then from one day to the next they get swole, like fit, that's sus. All right, that's very sus. They're taking something. There's no way. It's impossible. At least my body isn't. I mean, I speak for everybody when I speak about my body. But my body has not changed much. It's changed, but not drastically, and it's been about 2 years. A little over 2 years. What up, Cindy? Welcome to the chat. We're doing live Q&A, so if you want to ask me anything while I'm up here riffing, go ahead and put it on there. We'll read it out loud. Dinari, welcome. Dinari 2000. Oh, look at that. A username that put the year of when they were born or something like that. Dinari 2000. Remember that era where all the rappers would put 2000 at the end of their song thinking that they were futuristic? Look at them now. Over 20 years old. That was a little redundant, don't you think? The Chronic 2000. Wow. Thanks for letting us know how old we are, Dr. Dre. Very therapeutic of you as a doctor. Reminding me that was 21 years ago. 22 now that the New Year's around the corner. What's up, Milos? Wolf of Sass. Welcome. All right. If you guys got any questions, please put it on the chat. It's already 6:30, and I got to go do a show in Calle Ocho. So without further ado, let me go ahead and let you guys in on all the shows that are coming up. First and foremost, tonight we're at Casa Tiki. All right, you already know. 9 o'clock, 8 to 10, women drink free. Tomorrow night, we're at Tripping Animals Brewery in Doral. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Doral in Miami is quickly becoming one of the coolest areas to go out in. Not only is it cultured, Venezuelan, but cultured nonetheless. Not only is it cultured, but it also has great food, great music, a great downtown area, like retail space. A bunch of malls are opening up. We already have the historic, I would say is historic, Dolphin Mall, but we also got City Place and a brand new mall that's opening up in between. I think two of them are opening up in between. Doral is just becoming such a great area, of Miami. And I'm excited to have an actual ongoing comedy show at Tripping Animals Brewery on Thursday night. So make sure you guys check out that brewery. It's amazing. Great art. And I'm pretty sure they're going to NFT their cartoons. If you've never been to Tripping Animals Brewery, what they do is they draw these cartoons and then they make these stickers out of them and these merch. And then they put them on the labels of the beer. And then every time you go order a beer, you remember the buzz you get based on the animal. Let me get that beer that had the rat with the red eyes on it. Oh yeah, that blacked me out. Let me get that one. So make sure you check out Tripping Animals Brewery every Thursday night. And then Friday, we got a new show. New show coming. Not going to say where just yet, but keep your eyes peeled. MiamiComedy.com. We're going to be announcing a Friday night show for all the people asking, how come you don't got weekend shows? They don't want to work with us on the weekends. They already got business. All these bars, they make good money on the weekends. But we finally found one that is down to do it on a Friday. Oh, I'm excited. Woo! All right, hold on. I gotta finish this podcast first. Friday night show coming back to MiamiComedy.com. Then Mondays we have Thank You Miami, as well as Red Bar. Tuesdays we're at Dom's. Last night was awesome. Shout out to all the comics that come out. And that's it. That's our lineup for now. So if you ever want to go to a comedy show, make sure you go to MiamiComedy.com/events. You can see our events calendar there. All right, that's it, everybody. Next time, if you have any questions you need to ask me, do put it on the chat because I do like making these shows as interactive as possible. All right, everybody, have a great Wednesday night. Happy December, huh? It's officially December. You can start playing the Christmas music without it being weird. Okay? Because when I heard Christmas music before Thanksgiving, that was kind of weird, not gonna lie. Wake up in the morning, put on the radio. Last Christmas. Not yet. It's November 22nd. There's no need for that. Now it's December 1st. Go ahead. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just stop playing music before. December. Sorry. Not much of a singer, but if you do want to hear me rap, check out the recent sketch over at Miami Comedy. Bye, everybody. Have a great night.